This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, welcome back to CBS Sports Radio. I'm Vince Quinn here with you, and joining me for the first time from around the other side of the planet, he is in Australia right now. He is our sports tech correspondent joining us here on the show, Clint Wojnarowski from Bullpen Media. Hello, Clint.
Good evening. Good morning to you, Vince.
Well, good morning to you and good evening to me, right?
Yes, it's 11 in the morning from where I am. So, wow, thank you for having me. This is great.
Well, yeah, I'm glad to have you on the show because we've been going back and forth for a while and I've been following everything that you're doing and, like, you cover sports tech. And so for you being a guy that's in that space, I know there's all sorts of crazy stuff going on. So for you at Bullpen being deep in the sports tech scene, like, what interests you right now? What is in the life of Clint at Bullpen right now?
At the moment, it is a lot of... There's a lot of fascinating movements between sport and digital and a lot of athletes investing and putting a lot of time and effort into their sports and sports tech investments. I'm always a spectator of a lot of this. But what I'll come on is I'll rip into some of the really interesting news and little tidbits and little sports techie things that I have noticed through the week that I thought, oh, just get into it and explain what's been happening in the world.
Well, yeah. So what's the first thing on your mind? What do you got?
Okay, you got to listen to this, right? NFTs have run really, really, really hot for a while. They've obviously had a huge, huge lot of publicity over the last roughly 6 months. People talked a lot about NBA Top Shot, of course. So I want to get into something that's a little more participatory, if you will. So go with me on this.
Okay,
so you've got a company called Virtually Human Studio, and they have a blockchain-based digital horse racing game called Zedrun.
Okay, so first off, blockchain-based digital horse racing game is a lot. What does that mean?
Okay, so blockchain means that it's a public ledger, so all digitally owned assets are publicly visible, they're publicly traded, you can actually see how it's all transacted very publicly on the blockchain. So there's always a public ledger of all movement there. So what this is that you can buy a digital racehorse as an NFT, and you can breed them and auction them and race them and trade them and create a stable of them. And this is all digital. You will not be able to pat the bloody horse. Okay. So this is what it is. And it is booming like crazy. Hey, man.
So if I want to right now, I can log online. I can buy a horse. I can buy a digital horse. I can own that horse. And I can actually race that horse for real money. I can breed that horse and create another horse for real money on a digital marketplace.
Yes. Yep. You get there. And you can pay money to enter races. Races are free as well. You can create stables, you can auction, trade and sell. Some of the horses are going for up to $40,000 to $45,000.
Oh my God. Wow. So, like, do you ever see, like, the Fast and the Furious, and it's always like, hey, you want to race for pink slips? Now it's like, hey, you want to race for digital horses?
Well, it's... You could probably see a whole world where that occurs, couldn't you? Where it's more our whole physical being ends up having this digital being, and it's like, hey, do you want to race for digital pink slips? You know, with, you know.
Maybe that's what we should start, Clint. We should start digital drag racing, and we just build the cars, and then people pay for the cars. I don't know if you could breed cars. That would be a complicated thing, breeding cars, but. Whatever you do with the cars to create more cars, and we just become billionaires and we walk off the face of the earth.
Well, my mechanic skills aren't that great, so I don't know what my digital mechanical skills are. Maybe I'll outsource that as well. So, yes, the idea of we can skip a step or two and then let's become the billionaire part, that's actually not a bad idea there.
Right. I think we're on to something.
So, you know what? So, called Virtually Human Studio, they raised $20 million in Series A funding. I think $20 million US funding, and a whole lot of major US-based venture firms backed it. So there's actually there's some sort of buzz around this. So I wonder, does this interest excite people? Does digital horse racing excite people? And could this potentially be something? Could you do digital motor racing? I wonder if that could be a thing too.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. I figure if you're getting horse racing, that's a very natural thing. Because you know what? I'll tell you, like, I drive where I live basically in between Philly and New York. So I'm on the highway all the time. And just in the last, like, 24 hours, and I'm not even kidding, I've seen at least three different groups of people that have been drag racing each other on the highway. And one of them was like a group of like five cars, and they were all just like nice cars, totally decked out, all the fins and everything. And they're just speeding down the highway right after each other. Zip, 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 zip. And if you could do that, something like that legally online, I think a lot of people would bite on that, man. I mean, I think that'd really be huge.
There's always something there. You just know that there's going to be a digital version of everything. It's you know, it's not too far in the distant future. So that's something to be watching, something that I'll probably keep my eye on going forward. So that's an interesting bit of news for the week. So,
okay. And by the way, we're talking with Clint, who is with us. Clint Voidanowski. I almost screwed it up. Clint Voidanowski from Bullpen Media, and he's a sports tech guy live with us from Australia. So, yes, Clint, what else do you have for us here?
Okay, you've another thing. Pandemic has forced us to play and participate in sports and fitness in a lot of different ways. One thing that's pretty interesting is that obviously you've got your Pelotons and stuff like that, but stuff like golf simulators is another thing of interest. People have been playing a bit more golf because it's socially distanced, but also people going to simulators, same reason, and a very interesting experience. Major US sports tech venture capital firm, Bruin Capital, have bought a majority stake in Full Swing, a golf simulator, Full Swing. So they now, see, yes.
Well, I've got a question, because what I've been to, and I'm curious if this is the same thing that you're talking about right now. I went to a place, you know, like 25 minutes from my house. I went with my brand new brother-in-law, so look at me go. And I walked into this room, and we had golf clubs, and they had like a green, if you will. They had tees, and you would hit a ball into a screen just as hard as you could. Well, at least that's what I did. I have no form or actual golf skills. So I just blast the ball into this screen, and it would read the ball, how I hit it. It would lay it out on an actual course. We were playing on some legitimate course in Hawaii. You could play like all the PGA Tour courses. So it's one of those, right?
Yeah, it is. It's like an authentic simulator, so it gives you the feeling of playing a nice course in Hawaii or in Georgia or maybe a Lynx course if you're lucky in Scotland. So it is meant to be an authentic experience.
Yeah.
So that's what people are looking for. You've got cycling, you've got rowing, golf. There's this push towards having the most ideal simulation of physical experiences. Again, I see I've been going on about digital again. So this is a this is a major move in the sports tech space. I think people, companies, venture firms are looking for another Peloton type growth, where to be able to make other sports even more accessible for people that don't actually play it that often.
So okay, so here's where my mind went. All right, so there's going to be not even necessarily like super rich guys, but like reasonably well off people, and at some point. And you'll just have it in your house, right? Like, eventually?
You could always... I think, this is my estimation, is that things that you could always bring something will will be something for at home. Absolutely. I don't see why not. It's something that you could have a little tiny... I'm trying to think what it would look like. I've got a picture in my head that you could just take little, you've got a little screen, little club, take swings at it. I can always see things that actually occur in big expansive places. You could bring it in at home. Cycling works really well because of what it is. Golf probably need a slightly wider room, but I can see it happening.
Maybe in a basement somewhere if you got a big enough house, you know?
See, that's perfect.
See, I'm just developing company ideas and business models like left and right here. So this is, we're going to make somebody else a billionaire from this segment alone. And we will see none of the money, by the way. We won't see a cent of it.
Well, you know what? This is just like, we're workshopping ideas. People can flesh them out. This is why people come here. They come here to learn as well.
Well, exactly, and I'm learning things from you. So how about this? Outside of the golf simulator, what else do you have? What else is going on?
Okay, so a much known sports blog media company everything is Barstool Sports have acquired the title and broadcasting rights to the Arizona Bowl. That's an interesting thing as well.
Man,
yeah, I know. This it's essentially now from a blog to owning the rights of a particular game that they will broadcast across their own channels, so social media channels, through their app, through any of their platforms.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, here's the thing: like, you know what I think of with that? Because first off, I mean, for Barstool, it makes all the sense. I mean, they've just become a juggernaut, and they make so much stuff anyway. But like, all right, if I'm Tostitos and I sponsor whatever bowl game they sponsor, and I could decide at some point, like, do we stay at like Tostitos at some point, and they're just like, yeah, we'll just stream the game on our website, and like, you can watch the game on Tostitos.com commercial free, or like, I don't know. It's just like, it's amazing to think that, because all these companies are becoming media outlets anyway, and for Barstool to be a media outlet that now just has the rights of the game and broadcasting the game, and it's on all their channels. You just go like, man, the world is changing. It just keeps changing faster and faster by the day.
You bring up an interesting thing with Tostitos. So I'll bring it back to them. But with Barstool is that it's media, it's merchandise. Obviously, got ownership with owned by Penn National Gaming. So there's wagering or gambling. They actually want to move to the agency space. So there's this they've. For Barstool, it actually makes perfect sense to have live sporting content there, and they've got engaged fans, they've got major audiences. It actually fits in because it's sporting. It actually makes perfect sense for Barstool. With Tostitos, it doesn't quite make sense. You could see it happen. It's not impossible for a consumer brand or like a food or beverage brand to broadcast something like that across their channels. It's not actually completely crazy. And it's actually good out-of-the-box thinking, but does it actually fit the brand? Does it fit the overall brand? What does it want to project? Would we actually want to go to a food and beverages brand's Facebook or Twitter or Instagram to watch a live sporting event? It could happen. It could happen. And it actually is good out-of-the-box thinking. But Barstool makes perfect sense because of the engaged audience. They can sell a lot of merch. Sponsors will come to them. If it keeps feeding, it's got this completely nebulous circular media, wagering, audience, social media that actually all feeds into each other. So it makes perfect sense for them.
Yeah. Now, you give a good line for the show, which is like, it's not completely crazy, which I think is just how I should sum up the show in general all the time. But I know this. So we're talking with Clint from Bullpen Media, and he's my sports tech buddy out in Australia. Now, I know, but before I let you go, Clint, because you've got a whole day ahead of you. You've actually got for us, because we're on opposite ends of the world. I know you mentioned something about Doc Rivers, and totally selfishly, I need to know what this is. What is going on with Doc Rivers, Clint?
Okay, this is the reason why I actually brought him up, is that because you're based near Philadelphia, or Philadelphia, let's say you're Philly-based. Can I say that? Can I actually?
Yeah, that works. That's my hometown, so yeah.
It's your hometown. So Doc Rivers being the head coach of the Philadelphia 76ers, and this is going, I'm going to take this back to sports tech, is that he has backed a sports tech startup. He's put some money in to a company called the Sonar Company.
Huh. So what do they do?
Okay. I'm going to read this word for word. Okay.
Okay.
Sonar Company uses ultrasonic tones, that is, sound beyond the limits of human hearing, to communicate with user devices.
Huh. Okay. Okay, that's interesting.
So it's a couple of things. Okay, we'll get into what we think the company is, and we'll consider what that actually means to you and I. But it's interesting that someone like Doc Rivers is probably quite an active investor. Many athletes are intensely active investors, and a lot of athletes get into a lot of sports and fitness tech at the moment. So let's consider what is actually ultrasonic tones and how that communicates with user devices. So I think it's about like inaudible tones could trigger different types of advertising or experiences, or it's a lot of just like this subaudible communications that they can actually communicate with fans. That's what I'm getting at, but I just wanted to bring up a Doc Rivers thing for you.
Yeah, no, okay. Well, that's super interesting and good for Doc Rivers being ahead of the curve. I think he's going to invest in our digital car racing business as well. I'm getting a call from him right now, so I'm going to take that. But Clint, where can the people find you? Where can the people check you out?
You can check out all of my interviews, media, and content at bullpen.com.au.
So bullpen.com.au, that's where you can check them out. It's Clint from Bullpen Media. Clint, thanks so much, man.
Vince, thank you so much. Let's do it again, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.